On Monday evening, members, officers, and staff of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau welcomed state legislators and political leaders who joined them to celebrate the legislative achievements made during the 56th Oklahoma Legislative Session in 2018. During the event, OKFB Vice President of Public Policy and former legislator Ron Justice presented the OKFB Champion Award to several state policymakers who qualified to join the ranks of the OKFB 100% Club, which recognizes those leaders whose voting record fully aligned with the policy position of the organization. Among those honored was one statewide official, Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter, who has demonstrated a true commitment to Oklahoma's farm and ranch community, especially in regard to environmental and production issues.
Well, we view one of our most important responsibilities in the AG's office, and that is to protect, to champion, to advance Oklahoma's economy. And there's no more important part of our economy than the agricultural sector, farms and ranches. And so if we're not doing our best to protect the interests of farmers and ranchers, to advance what we think the principle of these men and women who are the, as far as the historic, as far as we're concerned, the historic conservationists and environmentalists, these folks know how to take care of their farms and ranches. They know how to take care of their animals. And so when there's activity in other states that threaten their ability to carry on their business, that attack the economics of farming, it's our job to protect the state. So whether it's waters of the United States, whether it's really foolish regulations about the size of confinement areas for chickens in other states. Those are all things that don't make sense, and it's our job to, again, make the arguments on behalf of people in the agriculture business in this state. The idea that farmers don't understand conservation and don't understand being respectful of the environment is just totally inconsistent with tradition and fact. But this is an important job, and it's a job where I can make a difference for Oklahomans. It's a job where I can make a difference for farmers and ranchers. So being recognized for our work in the AG's office on behalf of farmers and ranchers means a whole lot to me and means a whole lot to the folks that work in the AG's office on Oklahoman's behalf.
Also honored as an OKFB champion on Monday evening was House Speaker Charles McCall, who remarked that given the especially tough session this past year, the fact that the legislature was able to pull through and make deals that did not compromise the interests of farmers and ranchers in the state made earning this award all the more special.
We need to be mindful of the everyday families out working and providing for the rest of us, and we don't need to forget, you know, what makes them successful makes us all successful. And once again, I want to commend everybody that was on the award tonight. It really is a testimony to all of those who served in the 56th legislature. There's no one person that could do it alone last year.
This year during session, Speaker McCall says he intends to explore several matters that will address and improve quality of life for citizens of Oklahoma's rural communities.
Well, we're going to look at lots of things for rural Oklahoma, everywhere from ensuring that we're fostering the right environment for farmers and ranchers to be prosperous, to addressing health care issues in rural Oklahoma, infrastructure issues like roads and bridges, and additional infrastructure like broadband.
That's Speaker of the House, Charles McCall. For the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm your Associate Farm Director, Carson Horn, reporting.